Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and you can join in the conversation too. 833-563-2539. Producer Porkchop, you would think he's pretty much the peacemaker, but apparently he caused some drama at what, your cousin's wedding? Where'd this happen at?
Yeah, last week I was in New Jersey for my cousin's wedding, and I'm totally innocent. I did something by accident that I shouldn't have. I didn't realize it at the time, but I guess one of my family members was not invited to the wedding.
Awkward.
Right? And I guess the whole family knew to not post about the wedding on social media.
Well, okay.
But I didn't know. And so I posted like pictures from the wedding. Nobody told me. And now this family member that wasn't invited saw my photos.
So you're the reason that drama was started. This is all kind of, like, you're getting heat for this now?
Yes.
833-563-2539. What did you post that caused drama? And what was it about? Who was mad about it? 833-563-2539. So how did you find out this even caused a problem, Porkchop?
I got a text from someone in my family, and it was like, hey, are you friends with such and such family member on Facebook? I'm like, yeah, of course. And they were just like, oh. And I was like, well, what's wrong? And then that's when I found out that, you know, I was like, oh, I didn't even realize that, you know, I thought maybe they just couldn't make it. And so shouldn't have posted about it.
I feel like when you bust somebody for posting something, then they go into overdrive. No, that was pertaining to, that was about something else. And you know.
Yeah.
What their intention was.
Here's my thing, though. Like, go ahead. It's your story.
I was just going to say, like, I'm always very careful. Like, if I go out with friends, like, let's say I go out to the bar with friends, right?
Right.
I don't just tag them. I'm like, hey, is it okay if I tag you? Because, like, let's say, I don't know, let's say they told their significant other, like, yeah, I'm working tonight.
I'm going to a church meeting.
Yeah, a church meeting. And here's Porkchop raging with them at the bar.
But wait, hold on. But is that everybody lying about it, though? Because how do you not know about a family member getting married? Like, that's not a secret thing done in the middle of the night. Like, this is a planned out wedding. And this family member of yours, which happens, was obviously not invited. As much as I want to rip into you and blame you for everything you do, this, I don't see how this is your fault. I mean, what you posted caused drama.
Right.
And that's what we want to find out. What did you post online that kind of caused some drama? 833-563-2539. But I don't know if that's necessarily your fault, dude.
Right.
I don't think it is. Live the web, girl. What about you? I hear you also have a similar story. Was it something you posted or somebody else posted online that caused some drama?
No, someone else posted something that caused some drama. So when I was in college, it was a Thursday night and I had decided to stay in, but majority of all my friends went out drinking.
Okay.
You know, how college people do. And I saw a Snapchat that was done at like midnight and everyone was super drunk in the Snapchat. It was on one of my best guy friend's Snapchat stories. And in the background was my ex. We had just broken up like 4 days prior, making out with
what?
A girl in a different sorority that had a boyfriend. So this was in the background of the Snapchat story. He was so drunk, he didn't realize it. I was so upset and angry. I lit him up. Right
what,
there and then.
What's the first thing you said?
I said, are you blanking kidding me? Have some decency and some respect. This has got to be a joke. Like, I literally lit up the DMs and Snapchat. And then he deleted it right away.
Of course.
But word was already out because
everyone
it was
screenshotted
on.
Screenshots had already happened.
So it was just in the background. Like
it
vast.
Was just in the background. Okay. And the girl ended up like breaking up with her boyfriend who she kind of cheated on. So, yeah.
Thanks, Snapchat.
Crazy.
It's more than bunny filters. 833-563-2539. This is what we're looking for. The juicy stories about something that got posted, maybe by somebody you know, or you did it yourself, whether you intended to or not, and it caused some drama with a capital D.
And if you tried to take it down really fast, did you get it down fast enough, or did someone still see the post? Let us know what happened.